Hi, I'm Elizabeth Tankard.
And I'm John Tankard, and we are Carlos and OKC.
When you find out that someone rides the bus, does it change your opinion of them? Does it make you wonder if they're down on their luck or if they just can't afford to own a car?
What about public transit in general? Does it seem scary or low class? Do you think you'll be surrounded by dangerous people if you ride the bus?
If you answered yes to any of those questions, don't worry, you're not alone. A lot of people feel that way about public transit, and more specifically, bus travel.
The reason that sentiment is so pervasive is because of the stigma surrounding public transit.
There's a kind of social understanding around taking the bus, which to many people means that it's for poor, lower-class people.
So a lot of people don't feel comfortable riding the bus for a multitude of reasons. Pride, status, personal safety.
That's not to say that people who don't want to ride the bus are all snobs. It's usually more of a subconscious thing.
If OKC had a light rail system, the same people who eschew the bus might be more inclined to use it.
Similarly, the enthusiasm that I see around the upcoming downtown streetcar is interesting because it does come from many of the same people who don't want to ride the bus.
Again, this isn't necessarily a conscious preference. It comes from a variety of cultural signals and influences that makes us feel a certain way about certain forms of transportation.
I've experienced this stigma personally because I ride the bus to work every day, and no matter how much I explain that this is a conscious choice, my coworkers continue to act like I'm less fortunate or like it's some terrible ordeal I have to endure every day.
I'm lucky to work with a group of fellow city planners, but even if my coworkers weren't so supportive of my alternative transportation methods, I don't think they would have quite the same negative reaction to me walking to work each day.
There's this perception of bus transit as being involuntary, as something that you just have to do when you have no other choice.
The idea of bus riders being less fortunate is even pervasive among the riders themselves, which I've noticed when analyzing local transit surveys.
It seems that being constantly seen as an underprivileged class by others affects the way some bus riders see themselves.
And if we're going to make any sort of real progress with alternative forms of transportation or public transit in our city, or even our country, that perception has to change.
To me, public transit stigma seems to be one of the biggest obstacles standing in the way of providing a full array of transportation options.
Speaking of those surveys, let's dispel some myths about riding the bus.
In a 2011 survey conducted on the CityLink system in Edmond, and a recent study completed for the Embark system in Oklahoma City, the top three highest-rated aspects of riding the bus, according to the riders, were...
Number one, riders overwhelmingly felt safe on the bus.
Number two, riders felt that the drivers were both courteous and helpful.
Number three, riders were satisfied with the cleanliness of the buses they were riding.
These three topics are generally thrown around as negative aspects of riding the bus, but there's overwhelming evidence that that's just not the case.
There are definitely areas where the bus system in Oklahoma City could improve.
Later hours in the evening and Sunday service are the most requested system improvements of current riders. Increased and consistent investment in the service will be necessary to achieve this.
If people see public transit as a valuable amenity rather than as an expensive service for those who are less fortunate, then there will be more motivation to fund and implement public transit in our communities.
In the meantime, I challenge you to try using public transit at least once, especially if you've never done it before. You might find that it's convenient, and you might find that it's not as intimidating or difficult as you once thought.
And who knows, you might decide that you are, in fact, the kind of person who should be riding the bus. Thanks for listening. I'm John.
And I'm Elizabeth. What does it take to live without a car in OKC? We're trying to find out. You can read all about our experiences at carlosinokc.blogspot.com.